Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and got a good one for you today. I'm out at the park. It's getting very festive out here, but I have a question for you, and the question is, how bad is it going to get? And I have the answer, okay? And there's some signs that things are going to be bad quickly. So before I get into it, as always, like these videos. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access. Now, we have all talked about, everybody in the financial space, about how bad it's going to get for commercial buildings. And there is another sign that shows the finance industry how bad this is going to get in short order, and it's something that nobody's even looked at yet. There is something called mezzanine financing, which I was not familiar with. I'm familiar with commercial loans, signature loans, personal guarantees, things like that. Mezzanine financing is brand new to me. And as I start researching this, there's real problems with these commercial buildings out there. Now, to give you an idea, when you go out and you buy a building, you know, and they give you a loan and you take a loan against the building, you know, there's a mortgage basically, and you have, you know, a deed of trust with your payment. And, you know, if you pay it off, you know, the loan is considered paid off. What other people have done recently is with the LLC or the entity that owns the building, it's financing the building, they will go out and get extra financing short term. But the crazy thing about this is that they may have a mortgage for 2, 3, 5%. They will go out and get a mezzanine loan for 8, 10, 15% on some of these loans that are absolutely crazy. And basically they're short-term loans for just a set period of time, and you make interest payments and you don't pay the loan off until it matures, whatever the date is, 2 years, 5 years, 6 months, whatever you agree to. And they're seeing real problems with this. So you can tell the light's getting set up here. It's during the day, so it's not as bright, but just kind of nice. And there's all these wild peacocks walking around here too. So, give you a perfect example of this. Wall Street Journal did a great story, and the story is included below, about how there are over 100 of these mezzanine loans that have been called into default right now. And basically, they're foreclosing on these. Now, we've heard about the building in Los Angeles that I talked about 6 months ago that was given back to the bank, had a $52 million loan against it, but there was mezzanine financing that was in front of it. Now, Margaritaville is a resort in Times Square. It's a 32-story building, and Sheriff El Gamal bought this place, and you know, he took out a loan against the building as a mortgage, basically, and it was for $167 million. Payment beyond that. But anyways, what he also did, and where he's in real trouble, is he went out and got himself mezzanine financing. Think about this. This is financing that us common folk have never heard of before. That, you know, you're going to go out and imagine borrowing against your house to the hilt as much as you can. And then you go out and get a signature loan that's tied to the house. Okay? So it just really, as far as the financing and the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars that are out there with these loans that we don't even know about yet. So Sharif went out and got himself another $57 million. And that's where he defaulted, because the interest rate was so high on this loan. It's basically a loan that could have an interest rate of, generally people are saying around 9%, but basically as high as 15% based on your credit worthiness, the LLC's credit worthiness, and your ability to pay. But basically, these guys are using this as short-term financing. And here's the thing. People think because somebody owns an asset for a $167 million loan against it, that they're rich. These people are overextended like the rest of us, borrowing, 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 borrowing like a bunch of debt hounds. So bad news, guys, bad news. But the Wall Street Journal found over 100 of these loans that defaulted this year. It's well over double what it was last year. And this is the problem with it, is that they have to research these loans. They have to research it and do it kind of backwards, because these aren't listed publicly. So these default notices, and again, this is the clearest sign that commercial real estate is going to collapse. And if you don't think that this is going to bring everything else down, you are kidding yourself. I have had so many people write me over the weekend talking about how, you know, the bank shut off. Chase Bank will not redeem bonds right now that are over $200 face value. If you have a savings bond and they won't redeem it, we can go to Treasury Direct. How do you cash these in? You have to set up a Treasury Direct account. Imagine your Aunt Mildred has bonds and she needs to cash them at her bank and Chase is saying no. Bad. You're starting to see not the collapse, but the crumbling of everything. And it's cracking and breaking away as far as the business side of everything. And if you don't think this, you're kidding yourself. You have to look at this. But this commercial real estate problem, read this article out of the Wall Street Journal. It's fantastic. But it also talks about how these rich people have just overextended themselves so much with these buildings. And they're like, oh, well, we're giving them back. Now, to give you an idea, I worked for a movie producer. And this was about 10 plus years ago. Great guy. This guy would go out and he was what you considered last money financing. In other words, your movie may be done and you need a few hundred thousand dollars for advertising, or the sound isn't right. You need to go back in and fix it. So you go to guys like him and he gives you loans, but he's what you call last money in, first money out. He's guaranteed his money getting first out. Now that's what they did with these mezzanine loans. So they take priority over everybody else. They get paid first. Isn't that crazy? So the guy I worked for did a bunch of movies that you've heard of from 10 years ago. One of them was called The Hurt Locker, which won the Academy Award. The people that financed the movie were so mad at this guy because his deal was so good. Okay. And the movie made so much more money. Jeremy Renner, remember Best Picture, all that stuff. Catherine Bigelow, I think, won Best Director that year. Anyways, the movie was made so much money, more than they ever thought it would. But this guy with his deal, last money in, first money out, made so much money. Other investors that put in $10 million didn't make nearly the money that this guy did. It's crazy. So that's what you're seeing. Share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access, VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. And what it does is it gives you a level of encryption, basically a tunnel from your device to any website that you go to. Now, the bad guys are out there everywhere. In fact, at this park, I turned on my VPN when I went online. Think about this. When you go to your bank, your mortgage company, your brokerage account, your pension, you need to be protected. And whatever you do, you need to be invisible to the authorities and to anybody that could possibly see anything that you're doing. Now, think about this. Over the course of the last 45 days, we've done over 50 stories about ransomware attacks and cyber attacks and people getting their data stolen. You have to do something about this. Private Internet Access is releasing early their Black Friday special of 83% off their regular price. Use the link below and take advantage of this. It is pennies a day. It is the iAllegedly product of the year for 2022. And most likely it's going to be the product of the year this year because it's the best thing that we offer. And it's the most problem-free thing that you can buy. All of the devices in your home or in your business, wherever you buy this, are covered. So it's not a limited number. It's everything from your iPad, your tablet, your home computer, your cell phones, everything is covered with this. Sign up for it today. It is the best thing that I've bought. But again, if you like sports, you can change your location. You can see blacked out games. A friend of mine bought it because he wanted to watch the hockey game last month and thanked me profusely. Check out Private Internet Access today. But also, I want to show you one more thing. Look at how easy this is to turn on. There's no hardware to install. It is as simple as clicking one button on your device and you are immediately protected. Check it out today. Sign up for Private Internet Access. Get the Black Friday special, which is 83% off. Use the link below take advantage of it. Once again, this is the iAllegedly product of the year, and they released this basically a week and a half early for you guys. Take advantage of it today. Now to expand on the cybercrime shenanigans, China's largest bank just admitted that they paid a ransom. They paid Lockbit, the cyber gang, a ransom. And this even disrupted our U.S. Treasury market last Thursday when they shut down ICBC. Okay? World's largest Chinese bank didn't have any negotiating power. They were the victims of a ransomware attack, and they got shut down. So again, guys, protect yourself. It's ridiculous. Read the story below, but this is happening more and more and more right now globally. They don't care who you are. They want your money, okay? Great article below talking about how it is better right now to rent than to own property right now. And the advantages to renting right now is like a 25% edge on renting over owning a home right now. I think it's only going to go up. When you see some of these markets that are starting to have dips in housing prices, think about this. If you had a neighborhood that went from $300,000 to $640,000, and now it's back down to the $400,000, how'd you like to be the person that paid $640,000 for that? Well, those houses right now in Las Vegas, that's happening. A lot of areas like that. And they're beautiful homes, but they're sitting on the market longer and longer and longer. You're seeing more and more people getting residential real estate stuck because they can't sell it. They cannot get out of these loans. And the other thing is that people are locked in their mortgages is ridiculous. Because let's face it, if you have to sell, you're going to sell right now. You're going to do whatever it's going to take to get out of these houses right now. But when you can rent one of these houses for $2,000 a month, and the payments, $4,500, what would you rather do? Seriously. You can own a home later. The tax advantages are not what they used to be. You know, you have to look at guys like Grant Cardone who have owned property. And seriously, when you start to get to different areas and you start to see areas like Boise, Idaho, that are crazy, you're going to see these houses that are not going to sell, and they're starting to drop in price. But just look at the days on the market for these houses, okay? And again, how would you like to buy a house that you have an $8,000 a month payment, and the houses are renting for $3,200 on the street? How do you get out of that? How do you fix that? Seriously, huh? Because I know somebody that's got a house like that, okay? Near and dear to me, okay? Share your thoughts on this stuff so far, guys. One thing that large companies do is they look at their suppliers and they look at who they're paying the most amount of money to. And they say, well, gosh, if we bought that company, we'd make all that money because we're paying them an absolute fortune. Party City, the store chain, went out and bought a company called Anagram that is their balloon supplier. They bought them because they were paying them a fortune. And they said, wow, we're going to save so much money. And it was a great idea when it first started. But guess what? Anagram just filed for bankruptcy because Party City's going down for the count. So one after another, guys, these retail people are having huge problems that they cannot ignore. Okay? It's there. So, I mean, hey, let's go get balloons at Party. Let's go to Party City. When was the last time someone said that to you? Okay? Walgreens is letting go of 5% of their corporate office again. This just was announced. I thought, well, they just did that 2 months ago. Nope. It's announced late last week. Okay. So you're starting to see major cracks in everything that people are spending money on. You know, Laura works at Bass Pro Shop, which if you've never been in a Bass Pro Shop, if you like sporting of any type, the outdoors, anything. I mean, this is Disneyland for adults, guys. It is insane how great a Bass Pro Shop is. But She said, you know, Dan, we're going back to old school. We're going to go back to, that's kind of a nice look there. We're going back to old school Black Friday. They have a 58-page circular that she shared with me. And there's some good deals. I'm like, I sent something to my brother. I'm like, hey, man, we should go to Bass Pro Shop on Black Friday. But give you an idea, guys. I mean, like, the one in Vegas is just so cool. It's right next to the Silverton Hotel. It's got a lake. It's got all the boats. It's got all the hardware, you know what I mean? And it's got all that stuff that you can buy, fishing gear, everything. But, man, oh, man, is it great. Now, I get people that say, oh, Academy's better, and oh, this and that. I'm telling you guys, you just need a place to start. And it's nice to see a company that's giving their employees lots of hours, that she's excited. Like, hey, wow, we're going to have a sale's going to start. And it's like they're open at like 5 or 6 in the morning. So it's going to be really, really cool. And the lines will be great. But again, if you guys have anything like this, good Black Friday stuff that you think is worth sharing with us, share it with us. Because I'll share that link. Now, you can go to blackfriday.com. Is a site that used to be really, you know, covert back in the day. I'm talking 20 years ago. It was really something that was really, they didn't share everything, and you'd have to, they'd get circulars and they would take photocopies of the Walmart circulars, you know, early, and you'd get this stuff and you'd know where you're going to go. Like I told you about with my mom, how we would take her places. We would do this in advance. But places like Walmart don't have the deals like they used to. So this is kind of cool. So Laura, thank you for sending me that. That was really nice of you. And next thing is, you know, Amazon Prime. The advantage to paying Amazon Prime is that you get priority. Okay. Now, I love going into Whole Foods, and I hate it when I don't have my phone that's got the Amazon Prime and I don't save my 2 or 3% or whatever it works out to. But one thing that Amazon just announced is they're going to start delivering to people that are on Amazon Prime members. So if that's the case, why would you ever buy an Amazon Prime membership again? They're going to start, you know, free delivery for people that are not Amazon Prime members. So you're starting to see cracks in the armor. You're starting to see places that we were hard and fast with our discounts that are changing. So it's just a beautiful day out here today, isn't it? It's nice. Okay. Share your thoughts on all this stuff so far. There's certain things that people buy online that I'm like, really? Really, you would do that? Purple is a mattress company. Purple's just said that sales are off and that they lowered their guidance for the year. The third quarter sales were way off and they were down. And I'm like, I couldn't imagine buying a mattress. I will sometimes stay in a hotel and I'll say, wow, that was insane. The mattress is so good. I slept so great. What's the name of the mattress? And you can find it out. I bought a mattress that way once, okay? Because I laid on it inside of a hotel room, okay? But to sit there and look at it and go, oh, it's going to be great. And the service is great. And they're going to ship it right to my house and it's going to be folded up. And no, pass, Adina. Amazon just announced another firing, which I just thought was blown away by this one, because they're letting go of another 180 people at their games unit. Now, the music side, they just laid off over 100 people, you know, a couple weeks ago. So Amazon's cleaning up shop right now, guys. And again, this is the sign of the times, okay? Now, here is the thing. Retail is finished. Retail stores are finished. Adobe just issued a report about how good online traffic was in online purchases. And think about this. People are going to write me and get confused by this, because think about this. When you have a business that's online, you don't have nearly the employees. You don't have somebody selling perfume, walking up and down the cosmetics aisle, spraying people and trying to convince them to buy it at the department stores. Dillard's is off. Dillard's is getting killed right now. Okay. And, but online purchases for October, over $96 billion. Isn't that crazy to think about? That is just such a huge number, you know? So just, I was absolutely floored by that. So you're going to see all these changes happen, and just a matter of time until you see more and more stores close and more restaurants close. But the infrastructure for malls, the infrastructure for a shopping center, remember, you know, you know, you'd have an anchor store. Remember that? That term, anchor store? What does that mean anymore? What anchor store? Oh, wow. If they build a Target, everybody's going to go there. If they build a JCPenney's, they're all going to show up there. What about a Macy's? What about Sears? Okay. How about a Dillard's, guys? Okay. Final story, which I love this one. A man was on Craigslist and was searching and found a guy that wanted to sell gold at a really good price. And listen, meet me, and we'll meet in Redlands behind the gas station, and I will sell you this gold. So the guy met this guy a couple times and gave him over $21,000 and got a tremendous deal on gold. Only problem was the gold was not real. And when he went to verify that the gold was in fact gold, the experts told him, no, this is all fake. Okay? So the guy said that he had long stringy hair, tattoos down both of his arms, and really bad dental hygiene. Okay? So it wasn't me. So I'm laughing about this, but I felt really bad for this guy. Okay? Because everybody wants a deal. There was a guy a few years ago, prior to the pandemic, that went out and bought a Bitcoin for $8,000, an actual coin, said it was a Bitcoin. Okay? And this is when Bitcoin, I think, was at 16,000, so he's getting a 50%, you know, discount. And the only problem is there is no coin for Bitcoin. So he was totally hosed, but that guy went to the press and told everybody and was just made the jackass of the year when that happened. Kind of like this guy. Okay? So buy from somebody reputable. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Tell me about these mezzanine loans, guys. Tell me if you work for a place like this and you see financing that we haven't heard of yet, and this is going to be a problem. Let us know about that, because I think these mid-level banks that finance this stuff, they're doomed. They're going to have nothing but problems. The other thing that's going to be a problem is you're going to see, son, you're going to see this have a cascading effect, because it's just a matter of time until the Wall Street Journal, if they can find 100 of these loans, think about this. They say that there's got to be thousands out there like this. What does that mean? Okay? So share your thoughts. Reach out. Hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. Sign up for the email address to get an email. If you use this link, if you take a picture of this with your phone, it will take you right to the registration. You can do that. And onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. Thanks for being here.